was an errant hippo on the run, on the loose in the early hours of Sunday morning. Rangers were called and very quickly herded that particular animal back to the Rondeflay Nature Reserve. Joining me now is Belinda Abrams. She's the spokesperson for the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. What do we know about this animal? Hippopotami are familiar in the grassy park, the Rondeflay area. That's why Ziku Flay is called and named after Ziekui Flay. But what do we know about this particular animal? I understand that he is a young bull, and like many animals, hippopotamus are territorial animals, and sometimes if you get a little bit too big for the herd, you get a little bit of pushing out of particularly males in a herd. Is this the case here, Belinda? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Lester. Good morning to the Cape Talk listeners. So, yes, it does seem like that. In this particular instance, it seems like a young bull may have got into a bit of a dominance altercation with an older bull, in which case he might have been pushed out and told to go and look for his own body of water, and it's either that, or he decided, you know, that as a herbivore, the name Grassy Park was appealing to him. But, yes, it seems that all is well, and unfortunately, he's back in the reserve, no harm done. And yeah, I think a lot of the residents were actually quite fascinated by the fact that there was a hippopotamus walking around in the Grassy Park area in the early hours of the morning. I think it actually delighted more people than you know, were actually terrified.
Of course, the delight, but hippopotamus is a wild animal, can run incredibly fast. In fact, there are many, many people on the African continent that are killed by hippopotami every single year. So it is a call to be, if you do spot it in future, is to be fascinated, but to keep a healthy distance.
Absolutely, yes. They are responsible for more human fatalities in Africa than any other large mammal. And yes, you're quite right, quite territorial, can become aggressive. They have very poor eyesight as well, so they could attack simply out of confusion. So quite dangerous, and best to keep your distance. You know, often people throw something at them, try to feed them, you know, any manner of things. Rather don't do that. Call the authorities, because they can run quite fast, I believe, 30 kilometers an hour. So quite quick on land, in spite of their size, and they'll definitely outrun you. So rather keep your distance, call the authorities, and let us take care of it.
Are there plans to relocate this particular young bull, maybe to another reserve, offer it to a game park around the country?
I suspect that the situation will be monitored for a while. You know, they don't make decisions like that very quickly. And I think it's probably the best thing to do is to just monitor the situation. You know, I think if the city does feel that there is a risk to public or other animals in the reserve, that they might consider relocation. It is something that has happened before, when there was a young bull that also got out of the reserve and was eventually relocated to a reserve in the Eastern Cape. But should that happen, the SPCA will be there and will oversee that and make sure that he's well and that any relocation takes place in a very humane way.
Belinda Abrams, really appreciate your time. Spokesperson for the Good Hope SPCA. Remember when we had, what was his name? Houdini, the hippo. It was a good 20 years ago. Yeah, it was around about 2004, 2005. He went on an extended bender around the Grassy Park, Ziku Flay area. He was then relocated, I think it was, to the Aquila Game Reserve eventually after